the word of God is potent. The word of God is his sperm. You better hear this. And that's the reason why he said there was no revelation, widespread revelation. What he was saying, there was no widespread pregnancies taking place, because most of the preaching was giving dead sperm, and dead sperm can't impregnate nothing. If the sperm ain't fresh, and you still don't understand. You don't. No, you don't. Don't tell me that. You're lying. Because if he's speaking the word and the sperm is coming from the bookboard, guess who you are? You're the womb. The church is the womb. Everything that is spoken from this bookboard is supposed to be taken in by the womb. The womb doesn't vote on a sperm. The womb takes the sperm in. The womb doesn't think about whether it's going to take it. The womb has already got it. The womb makes it come to happen. The womb is what incubated. The womb is the one that works it. The womb is the one that labors over it. The womb is the one that carries. And the reason preachers are dying before their time is because you're trying to make the sperm be the womb too. The job of the preacher is to bring fresh sperm. And when he speaks it, the womb, the church, is to take it in and say, show you're right. We're going to make this happen. You don't know why you do praise before the word comes forth? You do praise to create glory. You're turning on the love music. You're setting the atmosphere. You're turning on the Luther Vandross, if you please. You're clouding up the room when the Holy Ghost comes and gets smoky incense and the romancing. I love you, Lord. I'm getting ready to conceive something. Oh, come on in and love me. With the church is they want a lot of foreplay with no conception.
Was early Sunday morning.
I'm just sorry that we just run out of time for today, and I know that you were being blessed by this message. We tried to find a place to break it where it would not break your spirit, but guess what? Next week we're going to continue in this message, and I know the conclusion is even going to be greater than what you just heard. But I know that God has spoken enough word in you that you need to meditate on it, that you be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that you shall not be moved, and that you will have a true understanding of what God is speaking to the body of Christ as he looks for a faithful woman. I'm looking forward to seeing you next program, that we take authority over the devil. God bless you and have a wonderful day.
If today's portion of Bishop Long's message has been a blessing to you, why not take this opportunity to get your copy in its entirety on audio or video cassette by calling us at 1-800-985-3787 or write to us here at New Birth Ministries.